Hello and welcome. This file is called Subwash. Subwash is like a car wash, just for subs. And in a car wash, not only your body is going to be thoroughly cleaned, because what would be a good sub wash without some brainwashing? After all, you want your sub to be clean inside and out. Now, this file gives you the option to write down the name of a dominant person. And then that person will be the only one who can give you orgasms for the rest of the day. If you want it, make sure you have written down their name. And if you want to experience the subwash, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay down, close your eyes, make sure you're really comfortable. Just relax, let go, drift off. Focus on my voice, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather, it might be made of steel, it might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, but it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25, and you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24, slowly taken over by my control. 23, as I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22, getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21,
As you sink deeper and deeper, as I pull you down, 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper, 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger, 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sing, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, only focused on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time for a little fantasy. Time to experience the sub wash. It's like a car wash, just for subs. It doesn't just wash your body, but also your mind. Now this is going to be a fun little fantasy. You're going to find that it's very easy to imagine yourself as a protagonist in the fantasy, to experience everything she experiences, to feel everything she feels, to experience all of her emotions and sensations. And just like in a dream, where the real can feel absolutely real as long as you are dreaming, this fantasy can become absolutely real for you. Now before we really begin to immerse you, let's make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any point this fantasy becomes too much or too intense for you, or in any way bad for you, you will find that you will instantly and automatically wake back up and know that it was just a little hypnotic fantasy and that you are safe and in your own bed. That's right. You can allow to immerse yourself this deeply in this fantasy because you know if it for any reason becomes negative or too much for you, you will automatically wake back up. Waking safely back up in your bed, knowing it was just a fantasy and there's nothing that can happen to you. And because you know you're safe, it will be even easier to just let go and immerse yourself in the fantasy and just experience it like a dream, where as long as you dream, it feels completely real and you believe that it's real. And now it is time. Time to immerse you in this little fantasy. Time to go to the subwash. And maybe you imagine that your dominant has brought you to the subwash and you have written their name on a piece of paper. And if you did so, you can imagine that they drop you off at my subwash. That's right, delivered right into the hands of your friendly subwash expert. And if you haven't written the name of your dominant on a piece of paper, you can also imagine that you have come to the subwash all on your own and just walked in and gave yourself into my capable hands to become squeaky clean. That's right. And now you are standing in the entrance hall of the subwash and I tell you to follow me to your wash bay. And as you walk behind me to your wash bay, we come a few other wash bays and one of them is occupied. You get a quick glimpse of a woman in throes of ecstasy and you see some machine spraying foam and water at her. You only get a quick glimpse before we arrive at your wash bay. The wash bay is a room, maybe 4 by 4 meters, 12 by 12 feet squared, that's separated by a glass wall with a door. There are lots of weird machines hanging on rails on the ceiling and there's a big metal frame in the center of the room. And after what you've seen in the other wash bay, you're going to go into that metal frame. You're going to be installed in the metal frame. And then you don't even know what's going to happen to you. All that you know is that it's supposed to be very pleasurable. And it's supposed to leave you in a very horny and very submissive state of mind. And I guide you into the wash bay. You feel your heart beating a little bit faster. You're getting excited as you walk up to the big metal frame. It's designed so you can be tied in a spread eagle position, but standing upright, with cuffs for your wrists and ankles and a big cuff around your waist to stop you from wiggling or getting away. And I tell you to strip and to put your clothes in a watertight locker in the wall. And so you do. You get naked. And as you slowly undress yourself, you can feel your excitement growing. The anticipation of what this machine is going to do to you. The anticipation of the sub wash, of getting your body washed, of getting lots of pleasure, and of getting your brain washed into a submissive and happy state of mind. That's right. And when you are naked, I help you to get into the frame. I lock your wrists, I lock your ankles, and finally, I lock your waist into place. And then you're in the machine. You're in the subwash, and there's nothing you can do anymore. That's right, you're completely helpless. I look at you. I hope you're ready. You have quite a lot of extras coming for you. Have fun. And with that, I walk around you, leaving the room, through the door behind you. You are looking at the wall away from the glass wall. You don't even know if I'm standing behind the glass wall watching. Your heart is beating faster and faster as you hear the door click shut behind you. You hear a motor whirring to life somewhere in the room, just a quiet one. But your heart beats faster, your excitement grows and grows. And then you realize that the whole wall you're looking at is one big monitor as it flares to life. And you see the logo of my subwash. You see the silhouette of two girls submissively kneeling down and the words, "Welcome to Viva Subwash." And then it switches to the words, "Get ready to have your brain melted," superimposed over the animation of brain melting. And then switches to a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. And then the screen turns black. You feel your heart beating fast and hard. And then the word pre-soak appears on the screen. And then you see one of the objects in the room moving. It seems to be some kind of sprayer bar. It comes to your front and then begins to spray some kind of foam onto your entire body. It slowly moves in a circle all around your body, spraying the foam all over you. And as the foam begins to soak into your body, you feel something happening. You feel a lightness through your body. You feel your brain changing. All the fear, all the anxiety, even all the anticipation is all ebbing away, replaced by a lightheadedness, replaced by a happiness, by a calmness. As you feel the warm foam bubbling onto your body, and the spray bar starts a second round. You feel the foam being sprayed on your body. It must be laced with some drugs. You feel your head getting lighter and lighter. You feel reality slowly begin to grow softer and softer. You feel so calm and peaceful and happy and good. Just looking at the word pre-soak. And the foam feels so good. So relaxing, so wonderful and warm on your skin. So amazing, like the best wellness experience you ever had. You feel all your worries and cares completely fading away, melting away. And then the word in front of you changes to rinse, and the foam stops. And then several jets of water kick in from all sides. Powerful jets of water massaging all of your muscles, in your arms, in your neck, in your back, in your legs, everywhere. They're massaging you, massaging all the tension out of you. Warm jets of water, heavy jets of water, massaging you so deeply, so wonderfully, and you can feel all your tension melting away, completely melting away. And all your thoughts are rinsed away right with the tension. As these water jets massage every single muscle in your body, it feels so good. It feels so relaxing. These deep massaging water jets, loosening all the tension in your body, making you feel so relaxed, so comfortable, so warm. You never experienced such a wonderful and nice massage like these water jets. It's like they're gently massaging out all the knots from your body, making you so completely relaxed. All your muscles so loose, so limp, so relaxed, so warm and wonderful and heavy. And by the time the water massage stops, every single muscle in your entire body feels completely loose and limp and relaxed. and you feel so wonderful and heavy. And as you look at the screen in front of you, you see the words applying, and under it, a big shield appearing on the screen. And on this shield it says, Orgasm Shield 2000. And you wonder what's going on, as another spray arm moves to your crotch and sprays your entire crotch area with a thick and sticky foam. And while it's soaking in, a little animation starts. And you see a cute animated slave girl explaining to you that Orgasm Shield 2000 trademark will prevent you from having an orgasm during the subwash, and advises you that if your dominant has booked this option, they will be the only person able to give you an orgasm for the rest of the day. You need their permission in order to have an orgasm, otherwise you will be completely orgasm blocked for the rest of the day. And then the cute animated slave girl says goodbye, and the word rinse appears on the screen again. But this time it's different. This time, tiny, rotating little sprayers begin to work on your inner thighs and on your pussy. All over your pussy lips, all over your clit, all over your inner thighs, they stimulate you. And they stimulate you intensely. They rotate, they move fastly, they tickle you, they tease you, intensely. And you feel the pleasure beginning to grow. And then other water jets start up, joining them, working all over your body, over your breasts, over your arms, over your neck, over your legs, over your knees, everywhere you're sensitive. Hundreds of water jets teasing your entire body, driving you insane with lust, driving you insane with pleasure, and you feel it. You feel the lust growing and growing, growing into insane heights. And at that moment you realize that the Orgasm Shield 2000 is working indeed, because otherwise you already had an orgasm long ago, and yet the water jets are teasing you on further and further, more and more aroused, more and more horny, more and more in heat, more and more needy, and it's just growing and growing. It becomes too much for you, too much teasing, too much pleasure. You feel your mind melting away under all the pleasure, under all the lust, the water jets attacking every part of your body. With teasing jets of water, warm water, comfortable water. It feels so good, it feels so arousing. You're so horny, you're so in heat. And then it stops. And you look at the screen and the animated slave girl appears again. This time under a logo that says Super Sensitizer. And then the slave girl explains to you that the sensitizer is something they spray on your skin to make it at least 1,000 times as sensitive, and you shudder at the thought, while the slave girl is also explaining that it contains a strong aphrodisiac that will soak into your body, and both of the chemicals will work for the rest of the day. You will stay this super sensitive, and you will stay this super aroused, because the aphrodisiac is pulsing through your body, is floating through your body. And then spray a thick foam onto your entire body, and you can feel it. You can feel just the foam running down your body. It's so incredibly intense. It feels so good. It feels so overwhelming. Just feeling the foam running down your incredibly sensitive body feels so overwhelming, so intense, so arousing. Without the orgasm shield, you would have multiple orgasms right now. You know it, because it feels so incredibly, so good. And then your entire body is covered with it and is soaking it for a moment, and you just feel shivers of pleasure as the foam slowly runs down your body, and you get more and more and more sensitive, incredibly sensitive. Just the foam would be enough to give you multiple orgasms, continuous orgasms without the orgasm block. You feel so good, so incredible, and you feel the pleasure growing inside of you. You feel the aphrodisiac soaking into your skin, poisoning your body with pleasure, with lust, with need, with heat. And then the water jets are back, and this time it's 1,000 times stronger. It's so intense, you lose yourself in pleasure. You become pleasure. There's only pleasure from all sides, warmth and water and lust and heat and need and arousal and the desire to have an orgasm, yet you're blocked from orgasm as your lust and pleasure grows and grows and grows without a limit, without an orgasm, without a cliff you can go over. Your pleasure is just building and building building and building and building to insane levels, and it feels as if your mind is melting away under the constant onslaught of pleasure, of lust. The water jets are teasing you, hundreds of water jets teasing you with warm, nice water all over your body. So much lust, so much pleasure, and just going on and on and on, and you're so sensitive, you're so incredibly aroused. And then it stops again, and you hear a desperate moan echoing through the wash bay. And it takes you a moment to realize it's coming from your throat. Your body is shivering, shivering with need, shivering with cravings. You're fighting your restraints. You need more. You want more. And then the monitor flares to life again. Your little friend is back, this time under the logo of a product called Brain Be Gone. And your little friend explains to you that this is our premium neural dampener, that it will reduce your brain activity, making it completely easy to obey and follow suggestions, and making it hard to show initiative and think on your own, and is telling you with a wink that it will keep you calm and happy and mindless, and with another wink, more focused on the fact that you're incredibly horny. And then another foam is sprayed onto you, onto your entire body, and you feel it on your incredibly sensitive skin. You feel the pleasure of the foam being applied, running down your hypersensitive body, and you just experience the lust, just experience the pleasure, just enjoy the pleasure. And you might not even realize that the pleasure is becoming the only thought in your mind, as a neural inhibitor is entering and emptying your mind, shutting down all activity, making your mind so empty and happy and carefree. As more and more of the foam is applied on your body and thinking is getting harder and harder, you're only focused on the pleasure, on the intense pleasure, on the joy of feeling the foam running down your body. You don't even think about what's happening around you. You just enjoy, you just drift in a mindless empty space and enjoy the pleasure. And when the jets kick back in, when the jets start to tease your body even more, you just lose yourself in it. And then you're suddenly jolted to a more alert state, even if your mind stays completely empty, when brushes start to run over your body, under your arms, on your sides, everywhere. You're ticklish, and they're tickling hellishly under your feet, inside your knees, everywhere. You're ticklish on your inner thighs, and they're super ticklish, and you feel those brushes, those rolling brushes, rotating brushes, and you fight in your bounds, but there's no escape as you're being mercilessly tickled by the machine, and then it stops, and your mind grows calmer, but still completely quiet, completely empty. You just wait. You look at the screen. You see your little friend thoughtfully holding up a spiral for you to look at. And you look at the spiral. You see words flashing around it. And you just lose yourself in it because it's so good. And then you feel other rotating brushes with fine hairs that feel incredibly on your inner thighs. On your pussy, on your over your lips, over your clit, on your neck, everywhere you're sensitive, on all erogenous zones, over your breasts, your nipples, everywhere. And these brushes are incredibly arousing. They're super fine, but there are so many strands that they give you an intense, continuous, arousing sensation, and you feel the pleasure growing even more than just with water, and the water jets start up too, and all of them are teasing you, are driving you insane, and you feel the pleasure growing inside of you, and then flowing through you as you become lust, and you feel this overwhelming lust completely melting your body. You become the lust. You lose yourself in the lust. You feel the waves of pleasure as they build and grow and crush over you and ebb again. And it's impossible to have an orgasm, and so you just let the pleasure take you, let the pleasure wash your mind away. You lose yourself to the pleasure, to the waves of pleasure, the brushes all over your body, the water jets all over your body. Lose yourself to the potent brainwashing chemicals still sprayed all over you. Just looking at the spiral your little slave girlfriend is holding up for you, lost in the spiral, lost in the word pulsing around it, being brainwashed, losing yourself in the pleasure, and the pleasure is just building and building and taking you away as you become the pleasure, and it's becoming so intense at some point that you just cry because you feel so much pleasure. It feels so good, it feels so intense, it feels so overwhelming. You just lose yourself in the intense, overwhelming pleasure, in the intense lust, in the intense heat, in the intense need, in the sensation of pleasure, slowly deconstructing your mind and your body bit by bit. You lose yourself in this complete and total pleasure. And when it finally ends, you have become this pleasure. You have become this burning heat, the sexual need. You have completely changed. You're not just filled with sexual heat. You are sexual heat. You have been teased to a state you never thought possible. And now you're there. And you're so fucking horny. You're so fucking in heat. And then your little friend, the animated slave girl, tells you that she has something for you, a little extra. And the logo of Subtreat Ultra appears. And while you wonder what that is, you feel another layer of foam being sprayed on you. And you feel the pleasure growing even more, even though you're just hanging there completely tired out from the intense teasing session. And then your animated friend explains to you that this chemical will make you feel incredibly submissive for the rest of the day, incredibly docile, incredibly obedient, and incredibly aroused. Oh, and as a little treat, it will also make you physically a little bit weaker, so you feel even more helpless before your dominant. And as she explains it to you, you feel the rest of the stuff being applied to your body, the heavy foam running down your body, and you can feel the chemicals soaking into your skin and beginning to act on your body. And then water jets blow the rest of the foam off of you, and you feel another spike of pleasure as the water jets clean you off, clean your entire body off, tease you one more time. You feel the lust growing again, the pleasure growing again, the excitement growing again, and then they stop. And you hear that moan again, that moan that's coming from your own throat. This deep craving, this deep need, because you have become lust. You have become need and heat and desire. You are sexual desire. Your whole brain has been melted. You're so obedient. You're so mindless. You're so happy. You're feeling so good and submissive. And then suddenly you feel warm air beginning to roar around you, to circle around you, to dry you off, to blow you dry. And it feels so good, the warm air flowing around your body, teasing you even more. You lose yourself in the sensation, the warm, comfortable air, teasing your body, teasing every part on your body, tickling you, arousing you, exciting you, and it feels so amazing, so wonderful, so intense. And then it finally stops. And you hear the door opening behind you as I come back in again. And I help you. And I release you from the mechanism and help you down, and help you to sit down and give you something to drink as you slowly come back and prepare to get dressed and prepare to go to your dorm. And now it's time to leave this little fantasy. Time to let go and relax. That's right. Just let go and let the fantasy fade away. You sink deeper and deeper, let the fantasy fade away, and you will find that when I wake you back up, that you will have a vivid memory of everything that happened during this little fantasy. You will have a complete and vivid memory of every detail, and it's easy to remember it, and it will almost feel as if you really experienced it, because the memory will be that real, just as if you have really experienced it. And maybe if you want that, it even feels as if you have experienced it for real. That's right. And now it's time. Time to wake you back up. And when you wake back up, you will still be this aroused, this horny, this needy, this submissive, this obedient, this brainwashed, and this teased. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more alert. 3, more and more awake. 4, with every number. 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers as you slowly come back to the room. And 9, stretch yourself. Enjoy this state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kinds of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.